This is our Georgia Health News weekly segment. I'm Victoria Knight.
And I'm Andy Miller.
Okay, Andy, so as we talked about in an earlier episode, open enrollment on the health insurance exchange market opened on November 1st, and these initial enrollment numbers look to be pretty strong across the nation. So break it down for us. How many people have enrolled so far, and what are the numbers looking like compared to this time last year?
Victoria, the first 4 days of the open enrollment this year came back with some really surprising numbers. In that, there were more than 600,000 people signed up for health insurance in the 39 states that operate healthcare.gov, which is the enrollment site. And that pace was greater or more than it was the previous year. And we got more numbers this week that said that 876,000 more people signed up. So the pace is really strong, and it's surprising because, for one thing, the Trump administration has drastically cut the enrollment and marketing budgets for the exchange. And so it's a much shorter time frame this year to sign up, but the initial numbers are very strong.
Okay, and we just talked about national numbers, but do we have any indication of enrollment numbers here in Georgia?
Good question. There's been no state-by-state breakdown of those 39 states in terms of enrollment for each. But we know from people that are signing up Georgians for coverage, whether they're navigators or counselors or people at federally qualified health centers, they're saying that they've been busy signing people up, that there's a lot of interest in people joining a health plan for next year.
Okay, and let's shift our focus to look a little more closely at the individual types of plans offered on the exchange. So there's three levels of plans. Can you kind of explain what those are?
Well, actually, there's four levels. There's bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. And Georgia is one of the few states that has platinum plans offered on the exchange. Remember that the health insurance exchange is for people who don't get job-based coverage or don't get government coverage. And those different metal plans connote the fact that one, like the bronze plan, has less coverage. You would get less coinsurance paid. You'd have more out-of-pocket cost if you take a bronze plan, typically a bigger deductible. Whereas a gold plan, it almost looks like an employer plan in the sense that it pays 80% of your medical bills. But typically, a gold plan would have a pretty high deductible.
But this year, some of the gold plans actually have zero premium cost, right?
They do. There's a lot of bronze plans that have zero premiums. It's basically free health insurance, if you think about it. What's happening there is as premiums have gone up in the exchange, and we've written and talked about that a lot, the fact that insurers have jacked up premiums because of all the uncertainty in this individual market. But by law, if premiums go up, those people who get subsidies in the exchange, they also see their subsidies go up. And in many cases this year, we're seeing greater availability of plans that are actually zero premiums.
All right, Andy, and one last thing. Remind us what day the insurance exchange market closes.
It closes December 15th, and Victoria, that may be one reason why people are signing up at a brisk rate, because they know that there's the window for signups is shorter this year than ever before.
All right, Andy, well, I think that's all we've got for this week. Thanks for talking with me.
Glad to be here.
That's Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. I'm Victoria Knight with the WUGA Health Desk. Any opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of WUGA FM.